Hello, and thanks for joining us on this episode of Stonebridge Soundbites. Today, we will be discussing a topic that our clients have been asking about quite a bit. That is phone and email phishing scams. And with me today to talk about this is attorney Sophia Grotkin of RCG Law. Welcome, Sophia.
Hi, Pat. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I think to start us off, what would be good is if you could share a little bit about your background, not only in your industry, but in this specific arena of phishing scams. So please kind of give us a little bit of information about yourself.
Absolutely. Well, I am a practicing attorney here in Minnesota and also the founder of Randon, Shakirov & Grotkin LLC. We're a boutique law firm in the Twin Cities, and our primary areas of practice are family law, estate planning and probate, and some business law. And while my primary focus is in estate planning and probate, I also come to my firm with a background in technology management and sourcing. And so now in my current work, I kind of bring to the conversation this practical knowledge of how cybersecurity and phishing and asset protection affects our clients and especially vulnerable aging clients in their everyday lives.
Thank you. Yeah, no, that's really great. And it's good to have your expertise on this call. I think it'll be valuable for our audience to hear your opinion on how to avoid these scams, but also get a little background on what we're seeing and how we're seeing these scams evolve throughout time. What trends are you seeing in financial and information scams right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, some of us may have heard this in our own news, but phishing was actually the number one scam in 2021 and is projected in 2022 as well. And when we talk about phishing and phishing, we're really talking about a scam where an internet pirate or a voice call pirate will attempt to steal information from an individual or a corporation. And what we're seeing is essentially our scammers are becoming, with the rise in and sophistication of technology, are becoming more sophisticated themselves. And so we are, as a collective, feeling very vulnerable and needing to be prepared for basically fraudulent scamming attacks in both our professional work and personally.
What kind of damage are we seeing as a result of these phishing scams?
Unfortunately, a lot, Pat. If a scammer accesses our personal information or our business information, they can essentially use it as if they are ourselves. Mm-hmm. So if you have a password that accesses all of your business accounts or a social security number that essentially identifies you as who you are, someone can take your money, they can transfer title of your assets, and they can do a lot of damage to your credit, such as take out loans, apply for credit cards, and it can be extremely crippling because once we don't have those assets in our possession anymore, it's very difficult to get them back, and once our credit is damaged, it's very difficult to recover from.
Can you give us some examples of how these scams work?
Sure. Well, as we talked about earlier, scammers are always changing the way that they do things. They're always changing their tactics. But right now, what we're seeing is that primarily a phishing scam or a phone scam, it's coming either through email or exactly what it sounds like, a phone call. So with email, what we are seeing is that someone will receive an email into their inbox, and it will typically resemble but not be an exact email address of somebody that's familiar to you. So for example, an email comes into my inbox, Sophia at, maybe it says rcglaw.com instead of Sophia at rcglawoffice.com. But if I've had a intimate or a familiar relationship with a client or colleague, maybe they aren't quite noticing that slight difference. And then the scammer has this person conversing with me. So that's kind of the big piece, is mimicking identities in, but with very slight changes. We're seeing that in these emails, they're asking for you to take immediate action, accessing a link or sending personal information. And that's kind of how we're identifying that these are happening. And then what happens, how they work, is you click on that link, or you respond to the email, or you worse transfer or provide the information that's requested, which is usually personal information like passwords and account numbers. And then a quick note about phone scams and how they're very similar, but there are some differences. So with a phone call, someone will call you at your phone and identify themselves as somebody that is calling from a bank, usually sometimes your bank, the IRS or Social Security, someone that, you know, people that we want to be compliant with, right? Mm-hmm. If somebody calls from Social Security and says, we have a concern regarding your Social Security benefits, mm-hmm. that's concerning to us. Or sometimes a family member. They'll identify themselves as a family member or a family member's friend. And then they're also asking for you to take action. So once that person has you on the phone, they'll ask you to access your computer. They'll ask you to send information or provide information over the phone, and that they're calling because it's urgent. And that's how we know, you know, and then of course it works if you provide any information or if you spend any amount of time on the phone with that person.
Yeah. So, I mean, just with how busy we are in our lives mm-hmm. nowadays, I'm sure that a lot of these scams definitely take place because you just get so bogged down with emails, with phone calls, that you kind of are just sometimes trying to get through some of those issues so that you can move on to the next challenge. So I'm sure these scams happen and they happen quickly and you don't even realize it most of the time.
Right. And, you know, they're very convincing too, Pat. The scammers are very sophisticated. So mm-hmm. they've usually received your information initially because they have some other information about you. Mm-hmm. They already have your phone number, and maybe they know that you bank at, you know, whatever institution you bank at, or maybe they do, you know, they have an email, they've already accessed an email from a family member. So it's, you know, it's one of those things. I don't like clients or people to beat themselves up if they didn't identify a scam right away, but because they're very sophisticated nowadays. It's just good to have information.
So they really do learn a lot about you before they even make that initial email or call. And that's kind of the scary part of the whole thing.
Correct.
It's a digital world. I mean, all our information is out there, accessible. It's easy to find information on people nowadays. So, mm-hmm. I think the big question here, right, is how do we avoid these scams?
Well, as an attorney, my attorney answer is that we can never be completely prepared, right? But we can be as prepared as possible with the information and knowledge that we have today. So one of the top things that I typically will ask of people is to just never provide your personal information to anyone mm-hmm. that solicits it themselves. So for example, Social Security will never call you mm-hmm. and ask you for account information or your Social Security information. Your bank will never call you. Mm-hmm. If this happens to you, you access those institutions directly. You call your banker. Sure. You go to your, you know, I'll use Stonebridge as an example. Mm-hmm. You go to Stonebridge's website. Don't click on a website. Mm-hmm. And that brings me to the second, you know, biggest thing that you can do is to just be very cautious of clicking on links. Mm-hmm. One trick that I tell people is to, when you see a link, hover over the link before you click it mm-hmm. and see if it actually does go to an HTTPS or actual website. And typically you'll see if it's a scam, it's sending you to an unidentified website. Mm-hmm. You should, just as a matter of course, review your online statements regularly. So in the world that we live in, we have Venmo and PayPal and all of those things. Just make a routine of always reviewing those. I review my bank account really weekly, mm-hmm. kind of as I'm going into sure. Friday is really how I, mm-hmm. I don't know why that is. Maybe that's because paychecks come out on Fridays yeah. or whatever it is, but that's just my habit. And it helps you to identify things. Also being in good communication with your financial advisors and with your bankers, because they will see things. They will identify your regular activities mm-hmm. and they will see that, oh, this, you know, this access looks interesting, or why was I'll use myself as an example. Why was Sophia's MacBook access to go onto her bank's website in Miami, Florida, mm-hmm. when I know that she's was at the cabin this weekend,
right.
you know, those types of things. And then I would say to don't input any information onto an unsecured site. So look for that locked symbol mm-hmm. and or that HTTPS address, and rotate your passwords regularly and download phishing software.
Yeah.
It's like the number one thing that yeah. you can do. And it's mm-hmm. sometimes it's free or mm-hmm. really cheap. And then lastly, as for phone calls, if someone calls you, and you didn't ask them to call you, you weren't waiting for their call. Just hang up. There's no, you know, that you are putting yourself at risk by staying on the call and even trying to figure out if this is a phishing,
right.
A phishing call. So I just say, hang up. Mm-hmm. They'll free. If it's really Pat, if it's really, you know, somebody at Stonebridge or my office or your banker calling with an update, they'll forgive you and they'll call you back, or they'll email you, or you can call them. Just hang up is kind of my biggest piece of advice there.
Yeah. Yeah. And that kind of ties into really my next question is if you think you've been scammed, you know, what are you supposed to do? I think you've laid out a couple of things here. And the biggest thing, and especially for financial scams, call your investment advisor, call your financial advisor, call your bank, because you can always confirm if that call was real or not. You don't have to try and figure that out on the phone. You know, call us. We'll let you know if we were trying to access or gain information for some reason. Same thing with your bank. Same thing with your financial advisor. Is there any other things that you can do, you know, if you think you've been scammed, kind of next step?
Yep. I think we're on the same wavelength. My number one thing is I say contact your financial institutions immediately. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know if your accounts were accessed, that's the biggest number one thing that a scammer's trying to do, right? They're trying to access personal information in order to access your financial, mm-hmm. Your financial information
accounts.
Like that. Yep. So contact your financial institutions immediately to change passwords, potentially lock accounts. And then if you have been scammed, contact one of the major credit bureaus, you know, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. Those are kind of the top three. Contact them and let them know that mm-hmm. that happened, because that can sometimes prevent scammer activity from reaching your credit report. And then lastly, report. If you have been scammed, likely that person was successful with someone else. Mm-hmm. And so you can actually contact the Federal Trade Commission and report this, what happened. And you know, it's just the more information, the better. There's always we're always actively trying to combat this type of crime. Mm-hmm. And so that's the other big piece. And then lastly, I always say to come back to your team. So if you have a team of financial advisors, bankers, estate planners, attorneys, mm-hmm. like come back to your team and say, where do we go from here?
Right.
So that we, and I say we as a team of your collective
professionals
can just kind of make a new game plan and help you feel comfortable going forward. Because you know, once, if you've been scammed, it happened,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And the biggest thing you can do now is to just move forward and learn from it and try not to let it happen again.
Yeah. And that's a really good point. We've had clients that have run into this issue and they've called us, said, you know, I think I've been scammed. You know, what's the next steps? And you're absolutely right. Your team of professionals, and that goes across everything from your bankers to your financial planners, to your attorneys, to your accountants, they should be collectively having a conversation as to how they can help resolve the issue. And they, you know, as your professionals, they should be doing that. So make sure they are also in contact, and you can provide information of who those other professionals are that you work with in case they need to get a hold of them. So that's really important, having your team work for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Sophia, for joining us. I really do appreciate it. I think this is a great conversation to be having right now. As you said, phishing is on the rise, and it is only going to continue to get worse and worse. Do you have anything else for the audience that you'd like to say?
No, I think this is a great topic. Of course, if there's additional questions, I would just say continue to be open to learning about this topic, and it will, just like the scamming issue in itself, it will transform. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe we're here and we can do an update.
Yeah, absolutely. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, somebody who's listening out, what's the best way to get a hold of you, Sophia?
Sure. Well, I'm a local attorney and local business. So I am actually located in Edina, but you can contact me by either phone or email. So my email is Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, @rcglawoffice.com, or you can call our office phone number, which is 952-855-8872, and would always be happy to talk through this topic more or other scenarios.
Mm-hmm. And if you do want to get a hold of someone at Stonebridge and talk about this a little bit more, or, you know, review your accounts, if that's something that you think you'd like to do, you know, please give us a call at 651-251-1000. Sophia, thank you so much for being here. To our listeners, thank you so much for listening. And lastly, if you do want to find any of our other audio recordings or research, please go on to our website at stonebridgecap.com/news. Again, thank you and have a great day.